Right. So we've got Brighton against Nottingham Forest coming up. And you might think, oh, mid-table clash, right? But hold on a second.
Yeah, not so fast.
We're talking two undefeated teams here. Both, you know, sitting pretty, top seven.
Yeah, top seven. It's crazy. It's not what anyone expected, is it? Especially for Nottingham Forest.
Yeah, nobody had them pegged for this.
No.
I mean, this could be huge.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And the thing is, we've, you know, we always say we do the deep dives. But we really dug in for this one. I mean, beyond the standings, beyond the headlines, we went deep into the stats, the fan forms.
The fan forms are buzzing, yeah.
To understand what makes this matchup so fascinating.
And it really is. Because on paper, you know, you see Brighton, you see Nottingham Forest, you might think, okay, maybe not the most glamorous fixture. But when you look at the storylines, the tactical battles we're expecting,
yeah,
it's a clash of styles. And anytime you have a clash of styles,
like unpredictable,
you have the potential for an upset. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
So it's must watch football, in my opinion.
Okay. So let's, you know, let's break it down, starting with Brighton. Now, last season, they were all about that, you know, the attacking football under De Zerbi. Beautiful to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But with the new manager, can they keep that same energy, you know, that same swagger?
Well, that was the big question mark, wasn't it? When De Zerbi left, everyone thought, oh, Brighton, they're going to regress. But Fabian Hursler, he's come in.
He silenced the doubters.
He's exceeded expectations. I mean, they beat Man United. They drew with Arsenal. These are statements.
Huge results.
Yeah.
Huge results. But, and this is a big but, even with the wins, the Brighton faithful are nervous about one thing.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Go Pedro.
Shout Pedro.
He's doubtful for this match.
Yeah.
I do have to tell you, losing your star player.
Never ideal. Never ideal.
That's right, I want.
Especially when you're up against a team as well-drilled as Nottingham Forest.
Okay, so speaking of Nottingham Forest, can we talk about that Liverpool win?
Oh, unbelievable.
I mean,
what a result. What a result.
They went to Anfield and just pulled off the unexpected.
Honestly, it was like they had this game plan to, like, frustrate Liverpool, you know, just stay solid at the back, stay disciplined. And it worked. Liverpool had most of the possession, right? But Forest held their nerve and they limited them to, you know, less than one expected goal. It was tactical genius.
You mentioned expected goals. And, you know, it's interesting because they get the win at Anfield.
Yeah.
Right. Which is amazing. But when you look at the underlying numbers, some folks might say they're unbeaten run. It is a little deceiving.
Okay, yeah. You're right. When you look at, you know, the expected goals against, it does suggest that maybe they've ridden their luck a little bit defensively. But here's the thing, right? Football's about results, isn't it?
Yeah. And they're getting them.
They are. But the question is, can they keep defying those stats? I mean, I was reading through some of the Forest fan forums.
Oh, yeah. What are they saying? They're cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
You know, like one fan called it cautious euphoria, which I think sums it up perfectly.
I get it. I mean, you think back to last season, Forest really, they struggled to find that consistency. And you always worry about, you know, second season syndrome, where a team comes up, they do well, and then year two.
That sophomore slump.
Exactly. They kind of, you know, they struggle to replicate it. So there's that little bit of fear in the back of their minds.
Yeah, for sure.
And here's the thing, right? Here's why I think Forest fans might just be right to be optimistic this time around. Their summer signings.
Oh.
They've been really smart. Milenkovic, they brought him in from Fiorentina. That's proper Italian defensive steel.
You've got Anderson from Newcastle. He knows the Premier League inside out. And then you've got Ward-Prowse.
Oh, come on, set piece king.
Set pieces, dead ball deliveries, just incredible. They've got a rock solid spine now. They really do.
Right, right. And it's not like they're just, you know, a defensive team either, right? We've seen flashes, haven't we?
Absolutely. Awani, lightning quick, he can hurt you.
Oh, for sure.
And then you've got Gibbs, a little bit of magic, can unlock a defense. Don't underestimate this Forest team going forward either.
So we've got Brighton's attack, potentially not at full strength, up against this, you know, super organized, but maybe a little bit fortunate Forest defense.
Right.
What happens when these two styles collide?
Fascinating question, isn't it? Fascinating question.
Let's look at the head-to-head record.
Okay, so as we mentioned, Brighton won both matches last season, right? 4-1 on aggregate. But here's the thing that jumped out to me.
Guess.
Cards.
Cards.
Yellow cards, red cards. The lot.
Oh, what? Are you serious?
17 yellow cards and a red card across the two games last season. 17.
Oh, wow. So it gets, like, feisty between these two.
It suggests something, doesn't it? A bit of needle, a clash of styles that boils over.
Wow. So we've got tactical intrigue. We've got history, a little bit of spice.
Yeah.
And if that wasn't enough, the expert predictions we dug up, they're all over the place.
They really are. We've got everything from a comfortable Brighton win to a scrappy draw to, yeah, and this one's my favorite, a Nottingham Forest victory.
Wow. Someone's feeling bold.
Someone's feeling brave. But it just goes to show you just don't know with this one. It's so unpredictable.
What about the fans? Are they as torn as the experts? It's pretty divided out there, let me tell you.
Yeah.
The Brighton boards, it's like a mix of, like, okay, we can do this, but then also this, like, underlying, man, Forest is gonna frustrate us, aren't they?
Yeah, there's definitely a healthy respect, I think, for what Forest can do.
Oh, yeah.
Even if they're, you know, maybe overperforming a little bit, Brighton fans know they're in for a game.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And then you go over to the Forest forums.
Oh, they're loving life right now.
They are buzzing. I mean, one post I saw just said, look, we might come back down to earth, but right now I'm on cloud 9.
I love it. That's what it's all about, isn't it? The hope.
Yeah. So, okay, let's bring it all together here. We've got Brighton, maybe without their star man, but known for, you know, the beautiful football, the attacking flair.
Right, right.
And we got Forest, organized, disciplined at the back. Maybe a little bit lucky, but hey.
Maybe.
Riding high. What happens? What are we looking out for here?
Well, to me, the big question is, can Nottingham Forest contain Brighton's attack?
Yeah, even without Pedro.
Even without Pedro. Can they keep Mitoma quiet?
Right. Can Mitoma get going?
Because if Mitoma, March, these guys, if they find space, they can punish any team.
Oh, for sure.
But if Forrest can, like, clog up those passing lanes, frustrate them, and then, you know, hit them on the break with a woonie.
Oh, that's the other side of it.
It's going to be fast.
It's like that irresistible force, immovable object.
There you go. Except instead of physics, we're talking football.
Yeah. So, you know, something's got to give here.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so exciting. Is it going to be, you know, that individual brilliance from Brighton? Or is it going to be Nottingham Forest, the sum of their parts, the organization, the discipline?
So unpredictable. Mm. You know, I always ask myself this, you know, when I'm watching a match like this, it's like, which style do I gravitate towards?
Oh, interesting.
Right. Am I all about that, like, beautiful, flowing, attacking football?
Right.
Or am I like, give me that grit. Give me that organization.
The tactical battle.
It's almost a philosophical question.
It really is. And the beauty of football is there's no right answer, right?
Exactly.
On any given day, any style can win. And that's what we love about it.
That's why we watch. That's the beautiful game.